Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, let's kind of break down this nail-biting game. It got really close there at the end, but did not turn out the way Patriots fans would have hoped.
Yeah, and credit to the Patriots for coming back from a 20-9 deficit. But I got to be honest, I did not see this as a losable game for the Patriots. It's the first time they've lost a home opener here, and I just thought they really had the edge in a lot of the matchups against the Cardinals. Defensively, the Patriots were playing very strong early on, but really, everything sort of changed early on when Aaron Hernandez went out offensively for the Patriots. They were disjointed really all the way through. No touchdowns until really the very end. And what was working at the very end, the big question is, well, how could that not have been working early on? A lot of questions to be answered that we don't have the answers to as far as why did the offense look so poor. 1-1 is not what I thought the Patriots were going to be when they had Tennessee and Arizona to start the year.
Right, and Matthew Slater said in the locker room that this wasn't an effort thing. It's not that guys didn't give enough effort. It was an execution thing. So obviously still some chemistry issues to work out. So Brian, let's kind of break down the last two sequences that we saw here at the very end of the game.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, they score the touchdown with Gronkowski, missed the two-point conversion. You're thinking, well, not a whole lot of time left. The Patriots would be lucky to even get the ball back. Game might be over. They do get the ball back. A tremendous defensive play. Brandon Spikes was in on a forced fumble on Ryan Williams. Ryan Williams looks like the GOAT because the Patriots are already in field goal range. They have a touchdown by Danny Woodhead, called back by a Gronkowski holding call. Another Gronkowski penalty. Two penalties on Gronkowski at the end. He's going to be thinking about that a lot. But still, a very makeable field goal for Steven Gostkowski, and he misses it. He pulls it wide left, very similar to Billy Cundiff in the AFC Championship game last year, and Gostkowski becomes the GOAT. He was a stand-up guy in the locker room, said he felt good at that time, and it's tough to be in the position of having let the team down. That's the life of a kicker. They had these opportunities at the end, a very bizarre way that it ended. Gostkowski and Gronkowski are going to be living with this one for a while because they were the ones that the game was sort of in their hands to be able to win it.
Right, and like you said, Gostkowski admitted that. He said he had a chance to win the game.
No question.
And he wasn't able to come through for it. But all right, well, other big news of the day, Aaron Hernandez took an ankle injury quite early on in the game.
Yeah, it did not look good, and a lot more to be, we'll have to wait and see on that one as the week goes on. It didn't look good. He was grimacing. It was the first or second play of the second offensive series for the Patriots. Hernandez is really a huge cog in this offense. They wouldn't have given him as much money in an offseason deal or in the preseason as they did if he wasn't such an important guy. He'll be a very difficult guy to replace, one of the most difficult, and I think the focus still shifts to Wes Welker. Why did we not see him as much in these first two games? We did down the stretch here in this game today, but I think a lot of onus on Wes Welker and just in general the depth that they have at wide receiver and tight end.
Right, well, the only thing left to do now is to turn the page, set your sights forward, and get ready for the next game. That'll wrap it up, though, for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.